From Acts, Peter's Vision. Peter's Vision is a story of the infancy of the church, written by St. Luke, an extension of the third gospel referred to as Luke-Acts. This book is often called the Acts of the Apostles. In it are truly the acts of God. Today's story is about what is clean and acceptable to God. Peter learns clean and unclean to God is not what Peter has always believed to be clean or unclean. He refers to it as profane. Along with Peter, we find out that it is God that makes things clean, and that can be troubling for us. God goes ahead of us, and that is clearly what is happening in Acts 10. God first goes to Cornelius, who is a Gentile, or a non-Jew, Roman leader, well known and respected by both the Romans and the Jews, a Gentile who worships the God of the Jews. Remember, Peter is a Jew who follows all the rules of his religion. When the angel of God tells Peter to eat the food Peter has always believed to be unclean, we hear Peter say to the angel, "I am not going to eat that food. I have never eaten unclean food, and I'm not going to start now." Isn't it interesting how God's timing changes Peter's mind? God goes ahead of Peter and talks to Cornelius, who sends men to Peter at Simon the Tanner's house to tell him to come back with them to Cornelius' house. God moves ahead, teaching continually. Even after Jesus has been raised from the dead, God goes ahead of us. Jeremiah 31:34 says, "No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquities and remember their sins no more." God continues to go ahead of us, teaching and sending us. Relationships are built when barriers come down. God sends us out to build relationships with people we do not know or understand. God goes ahead of us, so when we arrive, we not only share, but also listen and learn. Peter thought he was the teacher, and yet because of God's actions, Peter became the student and converted. Cornelius has been praying to the God of Israel and giving alms to the people, and his prayers and alms have reached as a memorial before God. God has Cornelius teach Peter what he is supposed to be doing as Peter goes out teaching. Peter may not have at first understood the message of Jesus, so he needed a little reminder of what Jesus had been doing while they walked around healing and feeding the people. God teaches us what is clean and who are acceptable to him in all the nations of his creation. From Acts 10, "Then Peter began to speak to them, 'I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right and acceptable to him, God sent Jesus to open the gate for Peter to see what God has been doing all along." Loving each other is what God has called us to do as we see the open gate of God's righteousness. Amen. Let us pray. God of all nations, you made it clear that all people are invited to partake of the glory of your salvation. Help us to invite all people to your goodness so that no one might be forgotten in your saving grace. You open the gate of salvation by your amazing grace for all nations. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.